KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies eventually today with a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports a Ringgold County man was arrested Thursday afternoon. 39-year-old Benjamin Lee Hunsaker of Benton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of violation of a no-contact protective order for contempt, stalking, violation of a protection order, harassment, first degree. Hunsaker was being held in the jail on without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Well, the Guthrie County Fair is underway in Guthrie Center through September the 5th. Gate admission daily is $10, with children under 5 free. Carnival rides and grandstand entertainment are free. Today's schedule includes, beginning now this hour, 4-H and FFA Swine Show. At 8:30, the 4-H and FFA Horse Show. From now until 6 p.m., the 4-H and FFA Education Center is open. At 12:30 this afternoon, there's the 4-H and FFA Sheep and Goat Show at the Guthrie County Fair. At 6 tonight, the Clover Kids Show, and 7 p.m. activity at the grandstand is the Rodeo, presented by Grand River Rodeo. This weekend's activities include, on Saturday, the parade at 10 a.m. and at 5 p.m., tractor and pickup truck pulls at the grandstand. On Sunday, the 6 p.m. Queen Coronation and 7 p.m. figure eight races, both will be held at the grandstand. For more information on the rest of the activities going on during the Guthrie County Fair, see the Guthrie County Fair website, the link to which is in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com, or follow them on Facebook. Senator Chuck Grassley has completed his schedule of holding some sort of meeting in each of Iowa's 99 counties every year.
For the 41st year in a row.
Grassley's been doing about the 99-county tour since he became a U.S. Senator in 1981. And a town hall meeting in Greenfield Wednesday was his 99th and final tour event this year. He served 6 years in the U.S. House before that. During that period in the 1970s, Grassley toured the 16 counties in his House district 4 times a year, and Grassley says it's all because it's something he overheard decades ago.
I don't know whether they even knew I was in the room or not. If they did, then that was their motivation for saying it. That's what they said. It must be election time. Politicians are in town. And I thought to myself, do they think we only come around because we want to be reelected?
Grassley says visiting businesses, schools, and civic organizations, as well as holding town hall-style meetings like the one in Adair County on Wednesday, help him gauge public opinion and influences his votes in Congress. Well, with the COVID-19 cases on the rise again across Iowa and much of the country for that matter, testing supplies are in high demand. Cass Health Laboratory Director Mitch Wiley said the supply of rapid tests are being limited these days after a sufficient supply was on hand earlier in the summer.
We are kind of in a little bit of a pickle trying to cut back on who gets the rapid tests and who gets testing that we can offer through some different platforms.
He says the determination of who gets the rapid test is driven by their test suppliers.
They kind of assess those patients, the really sick ones, the ones where having that result quickly is going to impact how we treat them, are the ones that we give those rapid tests to. The ones that are mildly ill or even the ones that are asymptomatic that are just coming in for travel or pre-surgical type testing. Unfortunately, those we do tend to use some of our send-out tests, which take a little bit longer, but doesn't necessarily impact their care.
In Cass County, outpatient testing options include free home testing kits from Test Iowa and outpatient testing at Cass Health. The home test kits can be ordered from testiowa.com and picked up from Cass County Public Health.
It's still not what we would call a rapid test. It is a PCR test, so it's that high-quality test. You get a kit from them, collect it at home, you send it UPS into the state hygienic lab, and they get results back to you.
The saliva-based test results are typically available 48 hours after it is received by the state. Outpatient testing, according to Wiley, is appropriate for those persons who need to be tested prior to travel, prior to a medical procedure, or who are mildly ill. The test will be offered by appointment at Cass Health and then sent on to a reference laboratory for processing. Results typically take 48 to 72 hours and are delivered in the patient's MyChart account.
Our testing volumes are up compared to our patient population. You look to the metro areas, they have more options. So their hospitals and clinics are really focusing on their ill patients that need testing for care. And those that need it for other reasons, for travel, for things like that, have other options. There's some other commercial labs available over in the metros that can kind of pick up some of that. Whereas when we're kind of a one-stop shop out here, we're hit a little harder when we've got those increased volumes.
Wiley says the manufacturer who makes Cass Health's COVID tests also makes the flu and RSV tests. And he says RSV has been hitting hospitals hard lately, so that impacts the amount of test kits available.
The manufacturers are trying to balance what kind of testing they put their energy into, whether or not it's RSV or COVID. They're trying to ramp up both of those, and I hope that they get there and get that capacity increased. You know, internally in the lab, we're looking at other options as well, different manufacturers, different vendors, different types of tests that we might be able to bring in to increase our capacity as well.
Wiley says to help prevent the spread of illnesses, all patients with symptoms who are tested for COVID-19 should isolate themselves while they wait for their results. For more information about COVID-19, visit coronavirus.iowa.gov on the web. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.